Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Okay, maybe this topic interests you more than previous four. With the holidays so close, packages being mailed out, received, etc. Be careful. Track them both ways. See, I was supposed to receive one from my hubby yesterday, actually on Tuesday, and it said delivered at the front door, yet there was no package. So where is it? What was in it? Who would have needed what was in it? And how would the thief have known what's in the package? So those are just a few questions because, you know what, the holidays are not just about packages. However, sometimes it makes us feel good when we can give somebody something that we know they needed or they were dreaming about for so long. Like maybe it's a book. Somebody said, oh, I wish I could read that book, but I really don't have the money to buy it. And you find it in your heart to buy it and send it to them. Or, you know, little things. I mean, it's just, or you make something homemade that you want to send to somebody to make their day, to make them happy. And when these things get stolen, it's attacking you personally. It's just making you feel bad. It's not all about money or whatever. It's about the effort you put forth to make something. Now, in this case, it's nothing that we did. It's something that hubby needed for work. He since he orders so many packages, I never know what's coming when and where and what's in it. And especially when I haven't seen the package and I don't know where it came from and I didn't open it, I have no clue what's in it. Let's just be honest about that. So I just dealt with UPS now for 2 days. Yesterday, I went on because we had received numerous new dates on when the package was supposed to arrive. So since it wasn't there when they said on Tuesday, I go, well, maybe it's coming on Wednesday. So because they've been messing with us. So what's another day? Right. No big deal. And then it didn't come on Wednesday. And I go, okay, now I need to figure it out. And there was one package there, but it wasn't the one we're talking about. It was a different vendor. And that one was also expected, and it did arrive. And I did get it, actually, from the UPS driver. And I have to say, I have wonderful UPS drivers. I am not blaming them. I am questioning some people who are walking through the neighborhood and ransack everybody's places. So I did, when I spoke today with an agent, I finally was able to. I said, they're asking me to tell you what's inside the package. What do I know? I didn't get the package, so I couldn't open it up and know what's in it. And if I had been able to do so, I wouldn't need to report that I never got it. So that was a catch-22. But when she asked me if I had anything else to say, I did say yes. I want to let you know that I have excellent drivers, that I do trust them, do their job, and I do not believe that it was one of the drivers who did something wrong. I think it's somebody, a passerby, who saw the truck and the person coming back here and deliver, and I wasn't fast enough to go downstairs, and they ran off. I mean, that wouldn't be the first time. So why am I talking about that? Well, first of all, my name is Denise Thompson, and I've lived in my neighborhood for the last 18 plus years, and we never had such a serious problem on theft as we have now, especially since the last 2 years. Whenever I hear someone or something, I jump out of my seat and check at the window. I never heard anyone, no delivery, no whistling, no doorbell, no knock at the door. Yet when I talked to the UPS that day and was figuring out what's going on, it said that it was delivered and the driver signed for it. Well, sometimes they do that because they don't want to hand over their tool. They have to sign with too many people touching it and contamination with the virus. I understand that. That's perfectly fine. And actually gave my driver, except I have more than one. There's about four or five in this area, a permission to do it when I'm standing right there so I don't have to touch it. So I don't get infected and he doesn't get infected. So it's all good. I mean, there is a trust relationship there with the drivers, but it's the other things. So I've never had those issues till just recently. The last 2 years, it really started badly. So the reason why I actually decided I wanted to talk about this is if you want to send out packages to your loved ones, there are several precautionary things that you can do. Number one, do not wrap up the box in holiday paper, birthday paper, wedding paper, or anything. Leave it in a brown box labeled with whatever or crossed out so it looks like nothing. Have the present inside wrapped and tape the box really well in every corner so nobody can just slide the knife under it and cut it there and then just put another piece of tape over it. Make sure you really tape it well so it makes it difficult to open it up. Then never send too many packages out at the same time unless you go straight to the post office, straight to the UPS, straight to the FedEx, straight to Amazon, whatever you want to do, then that's a different story. But if you have pickup at your house for mail and packages and stuff, if you have the stamps on it, don't put much out there, just a little bit that you can keep track of because you never know what's happening. People are so desperate. And again, it's not about blame. It's about fact. So many people have suffered tremendously over the last 2 years with either getting sick themselves, having lost a loved one, having lost a job, no longer get unemployment, had to stay home and homeschool the kids they never signed up for. There's so many things that have been happening. And some people look at it like it's happening to them, and other people are looking at it as it's happening for them. What's the difference? When you say things are happening to you, you're pretending to be the victim. When you say things are happening for you, you're the victor. You are the one who's growing above it, and you want to learn from it and make things better the next time. So with this episode, I want to say, you know, there's nothing wrong with receiving and sending packages, but make sure you know where you're sending them from and where you're sending them to, and maybe let the people know. Now, another great thing that I just found out is I Googled tracking packages, and you can actually set up for free accounts with UPS, USPS, which is the United States Postal Services, tracking your shipment by FedEx, Amazon tracking, anything like that, DHL tracking. You can sign up all for free tracking things with them for either you shipping out or you receiving. And as soon as it's in the mail and the label is done, you can start tracking what's happening. So I would suggest you sign up for these individual tracking tools so you know what's happening. You can even, with Amazon, I think, I can even track where they are and how much longer it's going to take for them to get to my house. so I can schedule my errands around being home when they deliver and leave afterwards or before, depending on what's happening. You know, they're not always taking the same route. They have a different system in how to deliver. So we just have to go with what they can do, because it's not in their court to decide where they're going to deliver first. It's dictated by the tracking numbers and what they need to do. So let's make the most out of it. Let's make the best out of it. And let's see that things are happening for us to learn from, to grow through, to get stronger physically, mentally, and to actually set a better example for the younger generations. Unfortunately, many of them, and I'm not saying all of them because I know some who are definitely not in that category, are entitlement people. It's all made, they want, they deserve, they should get it. It's not true. You usually have to work for what you want. And not everybody is a, what's that called? A trust fund baby or something like that. But when you are, some parents are making sure that you learn in the first 18 years of your life how to deal and invest with money. So once you get the trust fund, most people do get it in a limited way, like so much per month or so much per year or so, and then they just have to make sure it lasts. They have to figure out how to do that, which is awesome. But that, again, it's the way we're raised. So let's put more effort, family, mental health. And I'm not saying people are mentally sick or so. I'm saying they're overwhelmed, and it's showing in a different way. Not the way they really are, but the way they are being right now because of all the stress. I do have that little itty-bitty book that I wrote, which says, Your Amazing Itty-Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. It's on Amazon. It's very inexpensive, but it does have 15 chapters on how the symptoms are, and how you have the suggestions that you can reduce it. So if you want to do that, you can get a few of those books as an inexpensive present, either for employees or family members who stress you out. And you can learn from those simple ways how you can eliminate stress, because it doesn't really service when we're stressing out, because it builds up on the cholesterol and all those things that we don't want to have high. We want to have a normal reading on those lab results that we need to take yearly, or some people every 6 months or so. And so as long as we know we have an impact, let's make sure that we use it for the best, that it serves us, and with it, we can serve others, teaching them the good rules, the good things, the good ways of making things happen. And in this case, since it's about tracking packages, it's so important, don't give it away what kind of a present it is. Just a normal box. You can wrap up the present inside. Nobody needs to know, but make sure you seal it really well with packing tape or packing tape, which is a little bit tougher than regular the tape you use for envelopes and things. So, yeah, I would love for everybody to have a wonderful holiday season. One that's filled with love, with appreciation, with respect. One that's there where people serve each other, help each other out, do things for one another, go to visit an elderly family who can't get out. Of course, make sure you're vaccinated and have your masks on. If you can't do that, give them a phone call, send them a card or a letter. Let them know that you would like to drop off a plate of food for them to enjoy. Ask them if they have any allergies and just kind of let them know when you're going to drop it off, and then ring the doorbell so they know it. And then you can step back so you can talk for a couple of minutes with 10 feet, 12 feet distancing, and they can pick up their food. If they can't bend down because they're elderly and frail, make sure there is a chair, a stool, or a little table or something out there, or the railing that's thick enough so you can put something on it. And since you're there, it's not going to blow away till they pick it up, to make it easier for them to actually not get hurt while they pick up a treat. So, yeah, those are the most important things that I just really wanted to share, because it is sad that so many negative things are happening. Yet, honestly, when we're looking carefully and reading carefully, there is so much good that's happening. Let's focus on that and be part of that group who does cheer on others, who does help others, who does make them feel good, who treats their neighbors with respect, who does, gets grocery shopping for the elderly next door, who, whatever it is, goes and mows the lawn or picks up the leaves or whatever it is. Sometimes you can do it with your children so they learn from an early age on, oh, we can go and rake the leaves in my neighbor's yard because our neighbor is in her 80s or 90s and she can't do it or he can't do it anymore. Let's go help and do it for free just to help somebody out. Do you know the reward is so much bigger than when you get paid? Now, if the neighbor feels he or she wants to give you a dollar or two or something, accept it gracefully and say thank you, but let them know you didn't do it for the money's sake. Put it in the child's piggy bank or something so they can start earning a little bit of money for when they're a little bit older and they want things, they can pay for them on their own with money they have earned. They will have so much more respect for what they're getting, and the money is not going to be spent frivolously because they got to work for it. So I think that's the most important message I wanted to give you for today. Also, if you have anything in your heart, in your mind, that you would like to reset your health goals, I will give you a free session where we can reset your health goals together and explore what you need and what you want, what's important. And I also send out a free email newsletter with healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other health information once a week. And if you would like to get that as a gift, please send me an email to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Put in the URL in the subject heading capital B, capital T, capital R for Blog Talk Radio, and then whatever it is that you want, so I can fish it out of the spam folder, as all first-time emails go into spam. So I need to look through those, and I just look for BTR. If I don't see BTR, it just goes out, and then you will never hear from me. But if you put in BTR in caps, the first three letters in the subject line with what you want, then I will definitely save that email and we start talking. So anyway, I wish you all a fabulous, fabulous rest of the month. In 3 days is going to be Halloween already. And in 4 days, which is going to be on Monday, it's going to be November 1st. Can you believe it? November 1st. So we have 51 days and 4 days and 3 days, 28, 29, 30, and 4 days. So 65 days. And 65 days is going to be January 1st. So anybody who wants to reset their health goals, wants to live a healthier lifestyle, cook healthier, have better recipes and stuff, please let me know and I'll be happy to send you the newsletter with recipes and information on it. And if you want to know more, we can then talk together and just explore if the way I'm coaching is going to serve you or if we need to find something else for you that is better. That is all for free because I love every person on this earth. I just love people so much that I want to set an example and help people getting healthy. All right. Let's get healthy in body, mind, finances. Be careful with the packages. Sign up for tracking, free tracking information with UPS, USPS, FedEx, Amazon, anybody. Just so you know, when you send a package or when you receive a package, where it is, what's going on, and you can see if the FedEx or the UPS truck was in an accident or whatnot and that it got, or inclement weather and it got derouted with a detour to be safe. I mean, you can see all those things. And so let's be proactive, make things happen, lead by example, reduce stress, and definitely make the most out of these last 64, 65 days in 2021. So we can start 2022, the new year, as a new you. All right, so I did give you the two gifts, the free health goal session to reset your health goals and the e-newsletter, and I gave you the information about package tracking locators. Just Google it under tracking packages, and you get a whole bunch of things that you can actually sign up for, and as I said, it's free. So use it to your advantage. Make the most out of it. Have a most wonderful, happy, and healthy holiday season. And remember, it's not just about packages. It's about who you are, who you are being, what you are doing, how you come across, how you love on people. If you give them a phone call, send a message, an email, a regular snail mail letter, whatever it is, that's just as important as packages in many cases. So know that you're loved and appreciated, and I will talk to you next week again. Take care.